In this episode, I tell you a story about riding the Amazon Lightning all the way to number one.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Yes, 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 it's true, everybody. I am back. Welcome to episode number 41 of the Private Labeler Show, where we're helping 1,000 amazing people start an online business in 2016. Yes, it's true, and it is happening. So welcome back, everybody. Super thrilled to be back today, delivering another action-packed episode of the Private Labeler Show directly to your ears. So quick question, how's your summer going so far? Are you doing everything you wanted? Are you going on some big trips, some around-the-world trips, you know, exploring, having a good time with your family, bonfires, whatever, bike rides, I don't know, whatever it is that you do, I'm sure you enjoy it. So hopefully you had a chance to kind of get out to the pool, you know, the community pool down the street. Hopefully you had a chance to do that. Make sure you're putting on some SPF Sunblocker 5000. You know, you don't want to get too burnt up, so just messing with you. So yeah, hopefully you guys are having a great summer, catching some sun, enjoying all that life has to offer. In case you've been wondering why I haven't put out any content or podcasts the past few weeks, really at all, I don't think I put out anything in July. Basically, I've just been kind of taking it easy and enjoying the fruits of my labor. So I've been busting my butt through, I'd say, the beginning of this year so far. So I thought I would kind of just put it on cruise control for a few weeks here in July and basically, you know, just enjoy the passive income that I've kind of built up. So that's essentially where I've been, in case you've been wondering. Taking it easy. I hope you guys are okay with it. Not necessarily not doing anything. I'm still working on things behind the scenes, working on my Amazon business, working on Shopify, just not any podcasts. So I wanted to enjoy summer and enjoy life. So I hope you guys are okay with that. But again, I'm back, so don't worry. All things are good. We're moving along the way. So speaking of which, I've been, like I said, kind of behind the scenes working on some things, some really exciting stuff. I got a whole bunch of really awesome podcast plan and videos to kind of showcase what I've been working on specifically. Speaking of which, one of those things would be talking about split testing. So that's what I've been really big into lately. So I've been doing split testing, got all sorts of data and exciting stuff that I want to share with you on that. And I've been launching new products. I've been messing around with keyword strategies, things like that, things that I've discovered that I want to share with you guys to hopefully help you out. Also been experimenting the past few weeks with drop shipping from my Shopify site for my brand that I have, my Amazon brand. So all things kind of cool with that. Really excited about that. Don't have a ton of actual results from that yet, but really excited about drop shipping. I don't know if any of you guys listening are into that, but it's very cool stuff. Very, very cool to get into. So that is kind of what's on the horizon, guys. And then also, too, wanted to talk today about lightning deals. So if you are not familiar, I'm going to get into what lightning deals are. I just recently ran a lightning deal. So I'm going to tell you all about it, why I think they're freaking awesome, and why, if you're an Amazon seller, you want to be all over lightning deals. Because, yes, they are amazing, and you can ride them to huge gains, huge profits, to be an Amazon bestseller, the whole nine yards. And I'm gonna explore that with you in just a minute. So lots of exciting new content coming out on a regular basis going forward for the rest of the year, guys. So be ready, be locked and loaded for awesome stuff. So yes, I have been active in the Facebook group, so I'm not entirely away from this podcast. So hopefully you guys have been in the Facebook group, getting your questions answered, things like that. And if you do not or are not a part of the Facebook group yet, make sure you get joined up. Simply go to Facebook and type in that little search bar up top. Just type in Amazon FBA Private Label Show and find the groups, filter down to the groups, and then you'll find this podcast down there, or this the Facebook group for this podcast. So make sure you join up with that. Or if you don't feel like doing that, if you're, you know, one of those guys, simply go to privatelabelershow.com/FB. That'll take you right to that page as well. Also too, if you have not yet done this, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast on your favorite program or whatever you want to call it, iTunes. So everybody loves iTunes still, I think, at least. make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to the show and leave a review or a comment. And you can do that by going to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. iTunes is one word, just so you know. Or you can go directly to iTunes and simply type in Private Label Show. You type in something like that in the search bar, hit enter, and you'll find my icon for the show. Make sure you subscribe, leave a comment or a review, and I would love to read that on a future podcast episode. Speaking of which, I'm going to read a recent comment from the iTunes comment section for the podcast. And no, I did not pay him to write this, and I'm just going to read this verbatim, so I'm not making any of this up. This is from Owen Franklin. So Owen writes, "Nick is great. He provides unique value in every podcast. He makes jumping the learning curve of selling on Amazon a very efficient process. Highly recommend listening. If you are new, start at episode one. Thanks, Nick." He had a lot of exclamation points in there too, by the way. So thanks, Owen. I'm glad to see that you're pumped, and that's an awesome comment. Thanks for taking the time to do that. I really appreciate you. And for everybody else, if you get any value out of this podcast whatsoever, please take a second out of your busy day and simply drop a review or comment in iTunes if you are an iTunes person. I would love to absolutely read that on a future podcast episode. So thank you so much to everybody that have already done that. You are awesome. And now, let's talk about Amazon Lightning Deals. Ah, yes. Hopefully you enjoyed that sound effect, folks. Nothing but the best for my listeners. I literally just blew my entire budget for this podcast for the rest of the month on that one sound effect. So I hope it was worth it to you because I thought it was pretty awesome. All right, so let's do it. Let's get into Lightning Deals. I recently ran a Lightning Deal, and I want to share my experience with you and then walk you through the process and tell you kind of why you'd want to do this and what Lightning Deals are all about on Amazon. And again, to share the experience with you. So first and foremost, it was a really exciting day when I had this Lightning Deal planned. It was kind of a long process, a couple weeks in advance before it was actually going to happen. And the day that it actually hit, I was like, all right, this is going to be freaking cool. I remember going to bed at night going, okay, tomorrow is going to be awesome. I can't wake up, or I can't wait to wake up and see what the day kind of holds for my sales for on Amazon. And if you have the app, you know, on your phone, if you're a seller on Amazon, you know how addicting it is already. So imagine checking it literally almost every minute, just being completely ecstatic. So I had this Lightning Deal going on, and every time I would check my sales, it would just keep going through the roof. And I just kept saying to myself, holy shit, and holy shit, this is awesome. So yes, it was almost as awesome as that last sound effect. So here's a little bit of what Lightning Deals is or are. So if you're a customer, as an example, and you go to Amazon.com. So if you've never done this, and if you're in front of a browser, you have capability to do this right now, go to Amazon.com, okay? And then up top, underneath the search bar, click on the button that says Today's Deals. Now this is one of the most popular pages on all of Amazon, okay? And this is a page that you can go as a customer and find sweet deals, Lightning Deals, meaning they're just kind of quick flash deals on products that you might be interested in. And there's deals on all different categories. And if you can filter it down, if you go to the left, you can find different, different filters, things like that. So imagine if you had your product front and center. Say you're selling that Gorilla Brush, right? Imagine if you had your product front and center on Today's Deals on the Lightning Deals page. How awesome that be? How many eyeballs would be on it? People just randomly searching going, wow, that looks cool. I'm going to buy that. Okay. So this is a little bit of what Lightning Deals is. Again, they're great deals. They're discounted items off the regular price or the sale price. And they're only up there for a short period of time. So as a seller, you can get your product featured on the Lightning Deals or on this page somewhere. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through how you find that, and I'm going to tell you again about my experience and some of the results that I specifically had for my Lightning Deal. Now, as a seller, if you're currently selling on Amazon, when you go into Seller Central, you're going to simply go to Advertising and go to the Lightning Deals tab. You may have noticed this come up maybe a month or two ago, I think it was, and it's still supposedly in beta mode, okay? So if you find that tab there underneath advertising, click on Lightning Deals. You'll see it says beta mode. And this is free for now, from what I gather. That's what it says. It's free to use this. There's no fee associated with it. I think that might change in the future based on what I've read about this. This is just all in test mode right now. Everything about Amazon's always about testing. So if you're listening to this in the future or whatever, and you're trying to do a lightning deal and there might be a fee associated with that at that time, who knows? I don't know. So basically what you can do is if you're a seller, you can check the lightning deals tab there, and Amazon will showcase or show products that it recommends that you put on a lightning deal. Now you might not have any, even though you might have, let's say, a couple of products, you might not see any products there because your products have to meet a certain criteria according to the Amazon guide. Okay. So if you don't see anything there, don't necessarily be mad, just keep checking. But I had, I think it was maybe a couple weeks ago or a month ago or whatever, a product pop up there that they recommended I run a lightning deal on. So I thought, well, shit, yeah, let's do this, right? So I'm all about breaking things and seeing what happens or trying weird, you know, different things in terms of Amazon and you know, just kind of testing things. So a little while back, I noticed again, I had an option to run a lightning deal. It listed the product, okay? And again, I don't know Amazon's exact criteria of like why one of my products was selected, why some of the other products I have weren't. But I did do, I did do a little bit of reading, and it stated that your product had to have kind of some certain criteria, like a track record, had to be have like a certain rating, quality rating, and who knows, whatever criteria they have involved in there. But I don't think they just pick any product. It actually has to be, I think, a pretty good product or a pretty good product, for at least for them to want to feature on their deal page, okay? Proven track record. Who knows what that is? I don't know. Now, again, I noticed my product there. So what you can do to set one up then is if you see a product there, you just click on Create, or it's underneath the Create dashboard, or the Lightning Deals dashboard. You see a Create button there, and they'll showcase your product, and you can edit and set up a lightning deal. And it's super quick and easy to do this, okay? This doesn't take like, you know, 20 minutes to do. It's just real simple. So Amazon gives you the following options to set up this lightning deal. They allow you or tell you kind of what price you should be setting this at, okay? Kind of gives you a minimum or like a deal price of what you'd want to set it at. Again, it's going to be, if you're selling something for $20 on sale or whatever, normal price, they don't want you to sell it for $20. They want you to sell it for, you know, like $17 or something. It's a couple dollars underneath. It's just like, you know, a deal, a quick deal. And then also too, you can set the quantity for the amount of inventory that you want to have available for the lightning deal. Okay. So we're talking, they'll tell you like, hey, you need to have a minimum of 50 units as an example available for this lightning deal, because you're going to be selling a lot of them. So we want to make sure that you have enough designated for this. Okay. So they allow you to set how many units you want to designate for this. And then also they're going to allow you to select the next open date for your lightning deal. Now you might be a couple weeks out. So again, you might have to, you know, this might be something that you schedule and you can't just schedule it for tomorrow or whatever. It doesn't work like that. This might be 3 weeks out or a month out or who knows, but you look at the menu, see what dates are available, and then you'll schedule it. It's real simple. Okay. Now, beyond that, that's all you really need to do. And then Amazon, they're going to look at it. They might deny your request for the lightning deal. They might tell you, oh, you know, no good or whatever, and just keep resubmitting it. If they deny it, keep changing things around. Maybe you didn't allocate enough inventory. Maybe you didn't put a low enough price. Who knows? Okay. So just keep putting that through. I think the first time I tried, I got denied on something for whatever it was, but I just kept putting it through until it got accepted and everything was good. And again, I think my lightning deal was like 2 or 3 weeks out. So I was really excited about it and kind of gearing up for the day when it actually hit. And here's kind of what happened. All right. So I wake up and I'm like, all right, really excited. It's like, you know, Christmas morning, essentially. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sell a lot of units. And oh, just to backtrack a little bit, on this product that I put on the lightning deal, I didn't have a lot of inventory, or at least enough to really go too crazy with this. So what I did, I still wanted to run it. I think I only put a roughly 200 units up for grabs for this lightning deal. And the reason why I did that was I didn't have much inventory to speak of, and I knew I didn't have inventory coming on this particular product at least for the next 2 weeks. So I didn't want to blow it all on, you know, one lightning deal one day and just run through all my inventory and then be SOL the next, 1 to 2 weeks. So I kind of had to think and plan and prep, like, okay, how much can I really sacrifice here? So that way I have enough to give and make it worthwhile, but not completely screw myself for the next few weeks. So you kind of have to think about that stuff, like your stock levels and things like that. When do you have new inventory coming in? All that stuff. So I just kind of quickly thought, okay, this is what I can allocate, 200 units. And I marked my price. Again, it gave me a recommendation, but I marked it like roughly $3 off. So again, I was losing margin on that, and that's fine, but it's a lightning deal. It's a quick deal. So I was going to lose, or I was marking it for $3 off of the sale price, which I was okay with. And again, I wake up that day and a little bit while later, all of a sudden it's off. So I'm selling some units. I'm like, okay, this is cool. And I looked at Amazon.com and I looked at the deals page, and there I seen it. And this is when I got giddy. I seen my product that I put on a lightning deal on the top row of the very first page of the lightning deal. So there was no sifting, sorting, filtering to find my product. It was front and frickin' center, okay? It was maybe the third or the fourth product out, but on the top row, almost dead, like dead center, it was just like, I'm looking at it going, holy crap, I could only imagine how many eyeballs are seeing this right now. So I was super excited about it. And the lightning deal, as far as how long it ran, I think it was maybe 2 to 3 hours. I couldn't exactly remember off the top of my head as far as how long it ran. Again, it's not like an all-day thing. It's just like a quick flash sale. So as this was going on, I'm checking my Seller Central, my app, and things like that. I'm like, every time, you know, every few minutes going, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap, this is really cool. And on this particular product, I would sell on average maybe 15 to 20 units of this a day. Just on a kind of a regular day. Some slow days, it might be, you know, 10, 12, 13. But on average, about 15 to 20 of this particular SKU. So basically, here's the results of it. After maybe 2 to 3 hours of the lightning deal, and again, I only put 200 units up for grabs here. So I think Amazon takes that into consideration about how crazy they can get with this or how long they can put it up there. But I did, let's see here, how many units? I sold 154 units of this particular product during the lightning deal. So that's pretty awesome, okay? Again, I allocated up 200. It didn't sell all 200, which is kind of a good thing because I kind of overshot it a little bit. So any more than really what I sold, I would be really screwed on. So I sold about 154 units in that short period of time of this particular product, which is awesome. But again, I marked it down $3 roughly. So again, that was taking a little bit of a hit on my margin, obviously, but I was okay with that. I was totally fine with this. It was just, I was making a bunch of money with it, making a ton of profit, but it was just kind of for the experience to document, like, okay, you know, here's what it does if I can get my product in there. Now, this particular product that day did over $4,000 in total revenue, which is awesome, right? Like that's really cool. I was really excited about that. And here are some of the other results. So within a fairly short period of time after the lightning deal ended, my product ended up being boosted up to a number one bestseller. So I had the sweet orange ranking for bestseller in my subcategory, which is a fairly competitive subcategory. So I was number one in that bestseller subcategory, which is awesome. Loving that. And that's going to drive additional sales. So when people see that orange banner there, it, you know, their eyes attach to it and it attracts them. And therefore, they're going to buy more of it. So it's not even on the lightning deal anymore. It's got the number one bestseller badge. So they're, you know, even after the lightning deal ends, people are just continuously buying. And then the cool thing was that in the main category, so not a sub, but like the main category, the product ended up shooting up to the top 200 of this particular main category. So we're not talking any subcategories at this point. We're talking a main category on Amazon, all right? A fairly popular category in all of Amazon. So it shot into the top 200, which was awesome. I mean, obviously it's not going to stay there forever and ever and ever. But again, that's just kind of shows you the power of just a 2 to 3 hour lightning deal of like what it can do for your product. So those were kind of some of the results. Again, over $4,000 in revenue. Super excited about that. And obviously made a bunch of profit for that day. And that was just off a small, you know, only allocating about 200 units available for that fairly short period of time. And I was really excited about that. So it was definitely a great experience. And here's some things that I learned from this. So again, I just did it kind of for a trial and error thing, just to kind of document, just to see what it was all about. But basically, just have more inventory. So when you're going to do this, really blow the doors off of it and allocate as much inventory as possible for this, so that way you can take full advantage of this, and also to you're not going to run out of inventory after the Lightning deal concludes, and you know, kind of screw yourself until, you know, who knows how many weeks before you get that, you know, next batch in from your supplier. So that's kind of what I learned. So I'm definitely going to do another one of these. I do have some inventory coming in a very short period of time, hopefully within the next, I'd say, 2 weeks on this particular product. And immediately I'm going to have another one set up ready to go. And because I got a huge order coming in for this particular product. So yeah, that's kind of what I learned. Just make sure you got enough inventory. But if you haven't ran one yet and you have the ability to, just at least try it. Obviously, think about your inventory and things like that. But really super excited about Lightning deals, and definitely will share going forward on, you know, this particular product or additional products, kind of what some of my results were. So again, just to kind of recap, that particular product did over $4,000 in revenue, and basically shot up to number one in the subcategory easily with the orange badge there, and that's going to again push incremental sales or additional sales beyond that, and then went to the top 200 of the main category and one of a top category in Amazon. So very, very awesome stuff. Very, very powerful. And I'm just thinking all the reviews I'm going to get too, because it's a really high quality product that has a ton of amazing reviews. So again, that's just going to boost me into the stratosphere, I really think, kind of going forward. And all the emails that I'm going to collect from that too, I'm just kind of thinking. And all the people I can kind of get on my email list from that as well. So I'm super excited about that. So that's a little bit about what Lightning deals can do. And that's a little bit about it. Again, real simple to set up. If you guys have any questions on that, or if you've ran one, let me know your results. I'm kind of curious to see, you know, what your results are, what your thoughts were. Maybe drop that in the Facebook group. Leave me a comment on this blog post below. Go to the, you know, if you have Facebook, you can leave a comment on the blog page or on the, for this post, or just shoot me an email. I would definitely love to know your results. So that about does it for this episode, guys. If you liked this episode at all, and you want to be alerted of future episodes, please make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/SUB. Just type that in your browser there and just drop in your email, and I'll just simply alert you anytime I have new content to share. Talking more about Lightning deals, talking more about split testing, whatever it is that I'm getting myself into these days with Amazon, I will definitely alert you and would love to be able to communicate with you. So thanks again, guys, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.